This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, August 11th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. The Doha round of trade talks died in part over fears of continued agricultural subsidies to U.S. farmers and those subsidies' impact on India and China. Don Boudreau, author of the new book Globalization and a Cato Institute adjunct scholar, says complaining about subsidized grain is a little like complaining when someone else picks up the check for dinner. In the now defunct Doha round of trade talks, India made a big point. In fact, the talks broke up over the fact that India was very concerned about a massive influx of agricultural goods that would harm the industry that exists in India today. And at a 30,000 foot level, that makes a pretty good amount of sense.
This is a story where I think there are no heroes on either side. I certainly oppose, for well-known reasons that are well-known to anyone of common sense, the subsidies that the U.S. and Western European governments bestow upon the agricultural classes in this country. It distorts the food market unnecessarily. But on the other hand, the typical argument that you hear that, well, you know, this is hurting poor countries to the extent that it makes grain cheaper for them is rather bizarre. It no doubt hurts their farmers, but gee, if a new technique were developed, and you know we have a second green revolution, which some people are talking about, that too would hurt some of their farmers. The Indian government, if it truly cared about its citizens' welfare in general, shouldn't complain about American or European agricultural products coming into India too cheaply. It should applaud that. Of course, you know, there are concerns about, well, if, you know, maybe America's dumping the grain in India now, but it'll stop in the future, and therefore Indians will be held, you know, hostage to the fact that, well, now their farmers have gone out of business and they're held hostage to Americans. That's an understandable concern. I wouldn't worry about it that much, but I understand Indians worrying about it. It presents another reason, as if one is needed, for Uncle Sam to stop his grain exports and his grain subsidies. And if Uncle Sam stops that, then the Indians would have nothing to complain about. They couldn't argue that the grain that is being shipped to their country is somehow done at unfair or subsidized prices.
Well, they're essentially cashing a check written by U.S. taxpayers on the agricultural products that they're importing.
That's right. At its base, complaining about U.S. subsidized agricultural products is complaining about someone else paying for your meal. Again, you know, there is a concern. Well, if someone else pays for the meal and that person stops paying, maybe, you know, we won't have anybody here to you know, pick up the tab for us and supply the food. I don't know of any historical cases where a country has become, either through free trade or through subsidized trade, has become dependent for major sources of its food on other countries, and then somehow they've met starvation because that other country has chosen not to ship food to it. I concede the fear. I can see why the Indians might fear that possibility, and I certainly wish the United States wasn't subsidizing its grain exports, so it would take that argument out of the Indians' quiver. But look, let's face it, the chief reason for the opposition to this freer trade is protectionist sentiment in India, and protectionist sentiment in America, and protectionist sentiment in every other country involved. These negotiators understand that if they give away too much on the agricultural front, if they free up the agricultural trade too much, well, then they're going to meet political hell at home because agricultural interests are very powerful. And that's the real concern. It's not the future of consumers.
And the bottom line for India in the trade talks was not that they want to get rid of the barriers. They are getting rid of barriers. It was that they wanted to have the option to return to protectionism basically at any time.
Yeah. Well, protectionists they never go away. And it's one of the frustrating things. It keeps me employed, though, because I always have things to argue about.
Don Boudreau is the chairman of the Department of Economics at George Mason University, author of the new book, Globalization, and a Cato Institute adjunct scholar. Videos of the Cato Institute's events are available in podcast form. You can download them at cato.org.